Kevin, I did get my mind around that thing I was going to tell you about, that when I was speaking for 10 years at the preparedness conferences before Y2K, okay, so that's been a few years back, we had two nurses get up in one of my speeches, two nurses get up from San Francisco, and that was before Y2K, and said that secretly, without the parents knowing it, they were putting biochips in their newborn babies so that the government could track those newborn babies forever, okay? That was two nurses from San Francisco that said at the San Francisco hospitals they were putting biochips in the babies, newborn babies, so the parents don't even know it. So, folks, I say that's a good reason, too, not to have your babies in the hospitals. Get a nurse to do it at home, like they used to do forever in this country before it became popular to go to the hospital. Also, if you have your babies at home, like Lindsay Williams did with three of his children, all three of his children, matter of fact, he had them at home, they didn't get all the poisons from the inoculations they like to give the new babies, so they didn't get the dreaded diseases that the government was giving the babies when they were newborn that would mess up their brains and mess up the control of their muscles and everything. What's that disease that the kids get at a like 500 times more as they began to inject the newborn babies in the hospitals before you take them home? I had a new daughter, a granddaughter, matter of fact, my last granddaughter, little Grace, was a preemie baby, and I think I might have told you this before, maybe not, I'll hurry with it, a preemie baby in Phoenix, and she was really premature, just something like 2 pounds, and we left her in the hospital a month with her mama taking care of the baby, and then they were going to have the baby taken out. We're going to take the baby home, little Grace, my granddaughter, and they wanted to shoot her up with like 5 different inoculations. And when my son and I were in the car together, I told him, I got on the telephone, the cell phone, and I called Lenny Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz in Sandpoint, Idaho. And I asked Lenny to talk to my son about telling the hospital no to the inoculations they were going to give his daughter and his little preemie daughter, which was only about 4 pounds at the time. They were going to shoot her up with about 5 injections of all kinds of crud with mercury in it and everything. And so my son Matt got on the phone with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and he told him about what was in all these poisons they're shooting our kids up with to cause them to have poor health and many other diseases, ADD, what's that stuff called, AHDD or something like that, and then all kinds of problems. And my son decided not to do it, and so he got his baby out of the hospital without the doctor shooting him up with these poisons. So anyway, folks, that and the fact that these two nurses told us that they indeed had participated in shooting the kids up with these biochips in San Francisco without the parents even knowing about it, so the government could track them from satellite for the rest of their lives. So those are good reasons, folks, to not have your babies in the hospital. Okay? We don't know if all the hospitals are doing that or not, or if that was just a test site. But we know the government wants to put a biochip in all of us to follow it. Greg in Florida, I hear the music. We're coming back for the second hour, Greg, and we'll bring you up right after we get back. Stay with us there, Greg. Stay tuned. Folks, if you want to call in, I'll give out the number when we get back for the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and if you'd like to call in today, like Greg is doing. We got Greg on in Florida here in just a second. But call this number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Now let's go to our dear brother Greg, who's been holding on for a long time. Welcome, Greg, in Florida. Welcome to the program.
Jack, thank you very much. August 3rd, it was exactly 3 years now that they've had our kids. And,
Oh, yes. This is Greg. Right. We've been praying for you, brother. How things going?
Well, things are really happening here. Number one is we start protesting where the judge lives and also where she goes to church. Come to find out this judge lives on the 22nd floor of the condominium downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, with our governor that's just been elected, Charlie Crist, who was the attorney general for the state of Florida. Now he's elected after Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
He's replaced him. And what happens is they're running a scam on people here in the state of Florida. And, you know, Jack, I have a young man on a three-way conversation that I was hoping he could share a little bit about what he's going through, him and his wife and his four kids, on the same insane allegations. I mean, his daughter had a stomach ache. He takes her to the hospital. And once you hear the episode, how this is unfolding, how they're coming in, confiscating people's kids, and what's really amazing is just it's just the heat is turning up here as far as it goes, and more people are coming out to the courthouse every day, and the exposure of what's going on here in Pinellas County, It's just, I mean, it's just exciting. I mean, it's exciting to take a stand for righteousness.
Yeah, Greg Pound in Florida, folks, had his children snatched from him. It's horrible what's going on, and Greg could expound on that. But, Greg, you say you have somebody there with you right now?
Yeah, if I could just say the website is freeourchildren.com. You can put in freeourchildren.com.
Yeah, Greg has a tremendous website, freeourchildren.com, right?
That's right.
www.freeourchildren.com.
That's right.
And let me tell you, folks, if you go to Greg Pound's website, he and his wife's website, you're going to be shocked at what the government is doing right now to steal our children. And folks, a lot of it is going on. I'm hearing from Christian families that these Antichrist Satanists don't want Christians to raise their children in biblical ways. And so they're snatching all the kids they can from Christian families like Greg Pound and his wife and keeping the kids and sending them into these foster homes that today we found out in Phoenix when I was a cop there that foster homes are being started by pedophiles. All over this land, foster homes are being started by pedophiles, and the government is feeding your kids into these pedophilia rings in these foster homes across the nation. So now, not all homes, I'm not saying not all foster homes are pedophiles, because I know some good people that have homes that are good Christian people too, but many pedophiles, right, Greg, have taken over the foster home system.
They're after the kids. Now, Jack, this young man's name is Joshua Douglas. His parents are missionaries. Him and his wife have four children. He found a website. He called me and just listened to what they called. I mean, what he's going through. Do you mind, Jack?
No, go right ahead.
Josh, go ahead. Joshua? Okay, he must have got cut off. I heard the beep somehow. He must have got cut off the line.
Okay,
So, Jack, what you were saying at the beginning of the program, even though we've tried everything from every law perspective, constitution, wanting our rights to be enforced, it's going to take a revival in America in order for people's hearts to be turned back to doing what is right,
amen,
as you were
brother.
Talking about earlier at the beginning of the program.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And I see that as being our only hope as a nation is turning back, and the people. I mean, we can establish the Constitution as you've mentioned, but people are still not going to obey. They're not going to submit to it.
No, James Madison said that it's wholly inadequate for people that are not godly, and biblically based society. The Constitution doesn't work. Now, John Adams ought to know,
right?
You know, because he's the one that helped with putting the Constitution together.
Right.
And George Washington and Ben Franklin and all these people, Daniel Webster, said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. Well, there you have it, folks. Deuteronomy 28, read it. In the first 14 verses, you'll find out how America was blessed. It sounds like America right there, the first 14 verses. And now, 15 through 32, that's what's happening to America, is God has taken his hand of protection off America and sent his enemies in to destroy America, just like he did, Greg, as you know, with all the nations of the Old Testament that turned against God. God brought the Babylonians in to destroy Judah and take them into captivity,
exactly,
right in Israel, and then the northern tribes, he sought his enemies, the Assyrians, in to destroy the northern tribes and take them into captivity. And, brother, that's exactly what's happening today. It's his people called by his name. We're responsible for this coming upon us, and if we don't turn back to him, we're toast.
Yeah, well,
Isn't that right, Greg?
Someone's going to have to pay a price. It's like me and my wife. Now, I've been separated from my wife for a year and 4 months while she's hiding, while they're trying to find our other little baby. I mean, it's just totally insane once you hear the story.
Yeah, but they're trying to take your newborn baby, but they can't find you, right? You're
right
now.
Right.
Good. Bless you, brother.
And so we just covet the prayers of your listeners, and we thank you, Jack, for being there.
Okay, listen, Greg, we want to ask all the listeners out there, pray for Greg Pound and his wife. What's your wife's name again,
Melissa.
Greg?
Melissa.
Melissa, yeah. Pray for Greg and Melissa, folks, that they'll get their children back again. Greg has set up a fantastic website. Give it again, Greg.
It's freeourchildren.com.
Freeourchildren.com. And thank you, Greg.
You're
I don't
welcome,
know
Jack.
How you do it. I don't know how you and
it's
Melissa
by the grace,
do it.
By the grace of the Lord God only.
Yes, that is for sure, because I'd be going crazy if they stole
Amen.
My kids. And many families are having their kids stolen today. And, Greg, I want to say on the part of all the listeners out there, thank you for Melissa and you doing what you're doing to expose this evil in the land. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you now. Okay, let's go to Ernie in Virginia. Hey, my favorite warrior for God and country there in Virginia is on, folks. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Had a rough time accessing the station today. The phone was repeatedly busy when I tried to call in. So
oh, really?
I wanted you to be aware of that. And it may have a potential adverse effect on the other callers who try to reach you.
Ah, okay.
Okay, but... thanks for the earlier introduction. I won't repeat it. I agree with your thoughts and your discussion of Deuteronomy and Chronicles and your biblical emphasis today on how to solve our problems. But this past week, we've had many, many things come up, and I just wanted to share with your listeners that there are a couple good articles today on newswithviews.com discussing Ron Paul by Stephen Yates, We the People versus Corporatist Globalism.
Right.
And it goes into discussion on Ron Paul's views and some of the stuff that you had talked about as far as the American military supporting Ron Paul and veterans and so forth. And his contributions actually now exceed Senator McCain's contributions, and 47% are less than $200. So he's got a lot of small people making a lot of contributions, which is a good thing. And there's
true.
A discussion in there about him and his philosophy and the emphasis on the Constitution. And then there's another gentleman, an officer, former officer with 46 years of law enforcement experience, Jim Swetso. Former Sioux County Sheriff, and he's talking about what's going on in the demise of our liberties and freedoms under this administration. But I wanted to point out a couple other things. There was a discussion about the potential terrorist attack coming. This was reported on Fox News on August 2nd or August 1st by counterterrorism expert Javal Aviv, who is a former Israeli counterterrorism intelligence officer.
Yeah, I believe he's still a Mossad agent, too.
Oh, he could be.
I've heard that from some of our soldiers here that are connected to the IDF in Israel. We have some Israeli soldiers that communicate with us, and they truly believe he's still connected with the Mossad, and he's here talking about how we're going to be bombed in the next 3 months, I guess it is, something like that.
Exactly. And in the background, we have another interesting piece by Connie Fogel of the Canadian Action Party talking about the upcoming meeting in Quebec on the SPP and North American Union.
Right.
She gives some background on NAFTA as the starting point and what the globalists are doing and how it's going under the radar. But apparently the Canadians are able to get much more information than we can through our controlled mainstream media in America. I'll give you another example. Reported in the Canadian, on one of the Canadian websites, was an attack by the U.S. on a North Korean ship. I don't know if you're aware of this. Back in July.
North Korean ship? No, yeah, I've never heard of that, brother. Heard of it.
This was on securenet.bc.ca.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And U.S. sinks North Korean ship bound for Iran, and they talk about the nuclear weapons aboard the ship coming from North Korea going to Iran, and it's being covered up by the American media. I was not able to verify and validate that story, and I wanted to get your reaction, but this is news to you, so
you may
want to look at that.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Hang on, Ernie.
We'll be back after the break here with Ernie in Virginia.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
I'm looking at John in Tennessee, but we're going back to Ernie in Virginia. Go ahead, Ernie.
Okay. Jack, there were a couple other good articles. Cliff Kincaid on August 2nd, quote, titled Barbara Walters Funds UN Lobby Group. This story was on newsreviews.com, and again, the emphasis by the administration to push the ratification of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty and how it undermines our national security, and the globalist administration is moving forward on that, and I'm looking for a Senate vote soon on that. And I'm reading truthtellers.com. You've had Ted Pike on your show before.
Right.
He was suggesting the hate crime legislation might come up this past week, which it didn't, but I expect once the Senate to return from they will have a vote on that at the end of August or in beginning of September, whenever they get back from their recess.
Right.
So I encourage your listeners to continue to call their respective senators and say no to hate crimes, the hate crimes legislation. Also, this UNCLOS, the Convention on the Law of Sea Treaty, we need to tell the Senate not to support that. It undermines national sovereignty. And
certainly does.
And then we have DV Kids article on Thursday, August 2nd, discussing the New Haven and Hazleton decisions, a tale of two cities on newswith.com. And I understand DV Kids going to be on Rick Adams' show on Tuesday night.
Oh, good, good.
which will air at 9 o'clock Central Time. And essentially what the judge was doing, the federal judge, was undermining, again, Middle America, our Constitution, by somehow determining that illegals have constitutional rights. And I don't see how they reach these kind of decisions.
Well, that's like this guy that Ramos and Compion shot after he pointed a gun at them. They said that this guy has constitutional rights. And I can't see how a drug runner, felon, who's trying to shoot two of our officers can have constitutional rights in this country. It's absolutely insane.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It's totally insane. Then we had the matter with the unfortunate, horrific situation in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, with the collapse of the I-35 bridge and the tragedy there, lost American citizens.
Yeah.
But there was one silver lining in that cloud. People started talking in Congress and the media about the state of our aging infrastructure.
Sure. Yes, it's terrible.
We're in terrible shape. Our roads, our grid system, our borders, our the underground sewers, our distribution systems for the public water systems, and the impact of 20 to 30 million illegals on our aging infrastructure is no one wants to talk about that. That is another problem in itself. But
absolutely.
Right, and meanwhile we continue with these wars of aggression and spending all these billions, hundreds of billions, to build infrastructure in Iraq and other countries that we're destroying and killing their people with no real full debate. And if someone criticizes that effort, they can be charged under Bush's executive order on July 17th with a loss of their property for even criticizing the government. We're losing our freedom of speech. This administration has gone beyond any administration we've had in history in undermining our civil liberties and freedoms.
That's right. Even worse than FDR, who was an absolute evil man, but Bush is so much beyond that. He's actually a wannabe dictator, and he's doing everything he can to become a dictator. And worries me, Ernie, that if he pulls off another false flag operation in America and blows us up or blows one of our ships out of the ocean over there in the Gulf of whatever you call it over there near Iran, we're going to be under martial law, and he will suspend the election, and he'll be our dictator from then on. And that's what he would love to do. That's what this little wannabe dictator wants to do.
Right, and then we also have, I agree, and with Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, there's two important issues that surfaced in his article, his newsletter on Friday. Quote, rush to change surveillance law based on a lie. Apparently, the Senate has already approved this to give our Attorney General Gonzalez additional power to do more wiretapping. But what's missed in all of this discussion, and the mainstream media doesn't talk about it, in reality, the NSA constantly analyzes all telephone call traffic today. We have nothing but more lies emanating out of Washington. Undermining, our civil liberties. We don't have truth from government. And another case, and I'm sure with your aid in the BET newsletter, you're looking or have been reporting on Corporal Tillman's death and that recent congressional hearing. Skousen writes in detail about what was reported in the AP as far as the three bullet holes in the forehead.
Right, yeah.
Could I make one last comment on that?
Yeah, come back, brother, right after the break. Yeah, this is a hot issue at our two police and military associations about Tillman being murdered because he was going to speak out against the war and the things he participated in and saw over there. His brother Kevin said that he was murdered. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're coming back, and I want to remind you, as I did last week, that even General Wesley Clark, on the Keith Olbermann show on MSNBC Countdown on the 27th of July, agreed that Tillman could have likely been murdered because the doctors came back and said that he was shot three times in the forehead from 10 yards away. And that's extremely unusual, folks. And now, Arnie, I want to tell you this. You may remember or maybe not, but here, last year, I brought up the story of our dear sister, Army Specialist Elisa Peterson, 27-year-old Mormon gal who had a high moral code, who went to Iraq to be an interpreter, and he turned her into a, what do you call it, not an interpreter, but a, she would actually question these Iraqi civilians they had in there, and she saw them torturing them, unlawful torture methods, and the next day she said she wouldn't participate anymore, and the next day she committed suicide by shooting herself with her rifle. And I mean, I think that these people that are standing up and they're afraid are going to speak out about these things are being taken out, Brother Ernie.
Well, I believe they are too, and The reason why I brought up this article, and I wanted to add a little more detail here, Jack, and this is what my biggest concern today was, is the media's lack of any meaningful coverage on this, an investigative reporting, and also I was very disappointed with the congressional hearing. Because, as Galson writes, that, quote, the friendly fire accident charge is bad enough, but it was the grouping of the bullets that points to a crime.
Yeah.
According to documents acquired by the AP, Army medical examiners were suspicious about the close proximity of the three bullet holes in Pat Tillman's forehead and tried without success to get authorities to investigate whether the former NFL player's death amounted to a crime, end of quote.
Yeah.
The three closely spaced holes in Tillman's forehead indicates he was, quote, triple tapped, end of quote, shot with an automatic weapon with a three-round burst.
That's M16.
Right.
And the
medical evidence did not match up with the scenario as described. They further asserted that the bullet holes were so close together that it appeared the Army Ranger was cut down by an M16 fired from a 10 yards or so away. But this is what Skousen says. I'd say 3 yards or less.
Uh-huh.
Okay, at 10 yards, even a three-round burst would be hard to keep on the head, let alone the forehead.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
The government version claims some soldier fired at him by mistake from 90 yards away. You can't shoot a triple tap from that distance and keep it on the forehead.
Well, brother, and also, why hasn't that soldier, if he feels so bad, come forward and say, I'm sorry?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, they're covering it up totally, and I suggest that his brother, Kevin Tillman, had it right when he said his brother had information he was going to bring to the public, and the sad thing is Pat Tillman didn't know his own government would murder him, and he spoke up there in the field in Afghanistan, bad mistake, and so he gets taken out. That's what we believe here at our two police and military associations happened. And that Kevin Tillman, who was there with him, said he was murdered because he was going to speak out about things he had seen and things going on in Afghanistan.
Right. Unless we have a real investigation, and a meaningful investigation, and the soldiers who were with Tillman at the time of his death have been allowed to come forward with their version of what happened. This is nothing but a cover-up, and again, it does not bode well for this administration. More lies, more deception, more misinformation, and until somebody is held accountable for this crime, the American people are going to continue to have serious reservations about the administration, to the point where some are saying both Cheney and Bush should be impeached.
Yes.
Now,
well,
they need
brother,
to stand up for what is right here.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's you're right on target, brother. It's a sad situation when it looks like we've heard other reports, too, where other soldiers who were turning against the war were murdered before they could get back to the States and join the ever-growing numbers of soldiers who are standing up against the war when they come back after seeing what they see over there and being ordered to kill men, women, and children by their commanders.
It is tragic.
You're right, Ernie.
It's tragic, Jack, and I hope you continue to pursue this the story as to what happened to Tillman, and that we have a meaningful investigation, and we get the people who were witnesses to come to a congressional hearing and be allowed to speak.
Yes,
and be protected.
We can't have a military investigation. We've had five of those already, and they're all participating in the cover up. So it's got to come from Congress.
It has to come
the
from
congressional
Congress,
investigation.
But they're going to have to do a better job and assert themselves and do a better job with Gonzales and hold him accountable. And
that's right.
And this this new bill that the Senate was asked to approve by the president, and they've already approved it to give Gonzales more authority. To me, that's contrary to the chairman of the Judicial Committee,
Leahy,
who is charging, who may charge Gonzales with perjury when they reconvene.
Listen, I was looking at the clock, Ernie. I got to go to some other callers, brother. But Lord bless you. Thank you for all you're doing. You're the greatest activist I know of back on the East Coast. And God bless you, brother, for standing up for God and country back there, okay?
And thank you, Jack.
All right. Take care now. Okay, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, John.
Always fun to hear Ernie. There's so much to talk about. While I'm on hold, there's a thousand other things that have come up that I could comment on.
Right. I know what you mean.
And it's all interrelated, Jack. You know, when it really boils down to it. But the reason I called today is I'm an ex-weapons mechanic in the Air Force. Back in the
70s. Okay. Yeah. Be good to hear from you.
Well, I'm having a little bit of problem with this bridge collapse in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Now, I find some things really unusual, Jack. I watched the news, and then, you know, the same day you've seen the video released
right.
from the Army Corps of Engineers, there's some things that are really strange, you know. Why would the Army Corps of Engineers release a video prior to any amount of time necessary to perform an investigation, to really look the video over? They released it, okay?
Right.
And in that video, you see this bridge come down, and they're saying 4 seconds. It came down like a slab of ice falling off the edge of the house. I mean,
right.
Basically one piece. After the collapse, you see a woman run from the right to the left, and then back from the left to the right.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jack, every video camera I've seen has been mounted on a light pole, probably 30 feet in the air. This camera was clearly mounted at eye level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you've got to ask yourself, well, why was it mounted at eye level? Why was it trained directly on the bridge?
Yeah.
Where are the other camera angles from all over the city of Minneapolis that I'm sure this bridge is, you know, possible to be seen from a number of different cameras?
Right. Uh-huh.
So these are things that I'm asking myself. And I'm a truck driver, okay?
Yeah, right.
I've heard no one on Fox or CNN or Larry King or any of the other networks
uh-huh.
ask questions like, well, you know, was that camera put up there in 2001 after 9/11? And it'd been up there 6 months, 6 weeks,
yeah.
6 days, 6 hours.
Right.
No one's asking. So,
that's
Jack,
true.
I guess what I'm saying is I heard a couple of accounts. On CNN, I heard one man say he heard explosions. But I only heard that once on CNN.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I heard an elderly gentleman on Fox say, they asked him, well, did you hear a lot of noise? And he said, well, it just sounded like a, you know, like a controlled demolition to me is what he was describing.
I'll be darned.
I've got to ask myself,
yeah.
you know, is it possible, since we've been told for so long, that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when there's another attack, that this is something that, and here I go with my skepticism and my view of conspiracy view of history.
Well, when we've got the government we've got, brother, when we've got the government we've got, John, it's hard to not be skeptical of everything.
Well, here's my point. You know, will we ever, I believe that it was controlled, that it was done on purpose. And I can't believe that I'm saying it because I love this country. But I also know in my heart that as long as they can bring forth the fear necessary, whether it's fear of foreign countries, fear of terrorism, or fear of a crumbling infrastructure, as long as they can instill the fear that enables you to tell them, take care of me, help me, then you're never going to hear that it was terrorism. But if by some chance Americans say, well, it was just one bridge, I'm not afraid to cross the bridges in my city.
Uh-huh.
And they see that their little tactic to instill fear didn't work. Then after further investigation, they're going to determine that it was foreign terrorists, that it was Muslim fundamentalists, or it was
Islamofascists. Especially Iran and Syria.
Well, you know, absolutely, Jack. And
right. We got to go get them.
Well, it's like you've got to almost have ADD. To be able to understand what's going on. My head is about to spin off my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Because everywhere you look, you find different things going on. And then when you look into it farther, you see that they're all interrelated. They're all connected.
Yeah.
You know, they all serve the same purpose.
They do, brother. Yeah.
So
Thank you, John.
I appreciate your program.
Appreciate you calling in, brother. Hope to talk to you again.
All right.
Okay. Folks, let's go to Kevin in New York real quick. We're running out of time for the show. Kevin, Welcome to the program, brother.
You know, you talk about the CIA bringing the drugs in.
Oh, yes, yes. For years, since the 60s.
And there's one more thing that goes on, too. The local police and stuff, they'll go around and teach them how to use it.
Oh, yeah, through the DARE program.
Go to the schools and teach them this is marijuana and heroin.
That's right. That's the DARE program.
They encourages curiosity.
Uh-huh.
And that's job security for the police.
Well,
because they have to arrest them after they get addicted to the dope.
Yeah, I know a number of DARE officers, and they don't believe it, but it is true. The man that created these affective educational programs, like sex education and the DARE program, he is going around the country and has now for 10 years telling the government to stop using the DARE program because it's getting more kids on drugs than before. And as you say, the kids learn to experiment with them by the cops teaching them. But the police officers don't know this, brother. They don't know it. They don't believe it. I know some good police officers that are DARE officers, and they have a hard time believing what they're teaching the kids causes the kids to experiment. But according to what I've read and studied from a number of scientists, that is exactly what's going on, and what you're saying is true, Kevin.
And then at one time they used to sell the drugs in the drugstore without a prescription.
Right, true.
And the only reason it was made illegal, I say, it was competition to the big pharma.
Yeah, and also our international criminal elite that controls our government wanted to get in the business of selling Americans drugs.
Right.
And they run it today.
Tag team. It's all tag team.
Yeah,
and then one more thing, I'll let you go. But then when they did sell it, and the kid would see it in the drugstore, the parents would tell him it was medicine.
Right.
And you didn't have widespread addiction. You might have some, but it wasn't widespread because you didn't have your police going to every school to teach them how to use it.
Very true. Very true. Sad program. We have signs up across America, support the DARE program, and basically it means support your kids getting on drugs is what it means. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Right.
Thank you, brother. Okay.
Have a good week.
Take care. Yes, folks. I want you to remember, please remember our dear soldier, third woman soldier killed in Iraq. Looks like she was murdered because Alyssa Peterson from Flagstaff, Arizona, she was in the 101st Airborne, but she was a Arabic-speaking interrogator. She was an interpreter first, but they turned her into an interrogator when they got her over to Talifar. In Iraq, Talifar, the air base there in northwestern Iraq. And according to the officials, the government officials, she committed suicide on September 15, 2003. And all we know for sure from her fellow soldiers is that she said no, she would no longer participate after two nights. It was two nights that she actually went in and worked at interpreting and interrogating these prisoners that were horribly tortured there, horribly tortured. And being a good Mormon gal with a high moral code, she said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. And they assigned her to detail out on the Army post guard duty, on the Army base, the base gate out there. And the next day, she shot and killed herself, they say, with her service rifle. And she left a suicide note. Of course, they always leave a suicide note, folks, before they kill them. What they do, and I found this out through police investigations, they come in and put a .45 to your head and say, fill out this suicide note. And you write exactly what they tell you to write, and then they shoot you. They kill you. And so it's very sad, folks, to think about those soldiers that are standing up like Pat Tillman and being incensed and appalled at seeing what they see, the torturing and the killing of men, women, and children, the rape of men, women, and children by our soldiers who are ordered to do these horrible things. And I've had soldiers tell me this, folks. Seven of them have come and told us that they were told to execute men, women, and children, telling different stories about how they were doing it. A SEAL team member told us that now when they clear a building in Arab countries, they go in and execute everybody, put a double tap in their heads instead of doing it like he did before, and that is taking the men, women, and children out of the house, put hand ties on them, these little plastic hand ties, setting them down on the ground until they clear their house, and then untying them and letting them go back in if they're not part of the evil freedom fighters. And but now the SEAL team member told us that he goes in and his team goes in, and if they find men, women, and children in a room, they go out and put two taps in the head, two bullets in the head of each one of them, and then go clear the next room. Sad situation, folks, and I want to remind you, our soldiers are coming back broken, mentally broken from having to participate in these horrendous Antichrist action that they're being made to participate in. Be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Coming in hot, as they say in the military. We're going to go to Leslie, our sister in Virginia, great warrior woman for God and country. Leslie, welcome to the program, sister.
Thank you, Officer McLam. And how much time do I have?
Oh, not much, about 2 minutes.
Okay, then I'll put out the most important things then.
Okay.
I called last week to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and
yeah.
because I was complaining about I could not get the Rick Adams show on shortwave. I was told that they have cut off the shortwave to, quote, save money. The point being, their sales are down, and the donations are down because of the summer months. And I was highly disappointed. And I am telling the people right now, we only have ourselves to blame. The least we can do is go to republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org, and you can order the number one book by Jerome Corsi, nonfiction by the New York Times, The Late Great USA. You will get a substantial discount just for starters. There's food. There's a lot of items that you can purchase.
Yeah.
Or you can call directly at 1-800-724-2719. Again, call them during business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-724-2719. I will be calling folks, and I suggest you do the same thing.
Yeah.
I will be sending in a contribution and doing my part. The reason why this country and why we're in the position that we're in is because of the do-nothings. It's because of all the takers. It's because of all the selfishness. It's all because of it's me, me, myself, and I. The only time anybody gets involved is when it affects them directly. Folks, now is the time to get involved. To wait for someone to knock on your door is ridiculous. Get off your you-know-what and show your support to RBN and call at 1-800-724-2719 or go to their website at republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah, and sister, also I tell people that any amount donated once a month, put a note in your bill folder. When the bills come in, send something every month to Republic. It doesn't matter if it's $100, $50, $20, or what it is. Send something every month, folks.
Jack,
we need
they
you.
Will take cash.
We need it.
Absolutely. Yeah. They will take cash. They will take Visa.
Sure.
They will do more than accommodate you. You can use PenPal and work
Absolutely.
At whatever situation.
Right.
But the whole point being is that now we don't have shortwave, and that's thousands of people are not getting the word out.
That's terrible, terrible.
Of course it is, and we only have ourselves to blame for this, Jack.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't know that that had happened. I'm so sorry about that, folks, and it is our fault. It is our fault because everybody, I've had, Leslie, as you know, I've had people sending me $5 a month for 10 years. And you say, well, that's nothing. That's not going to help. Well,
that's everything.
Everything helps.
Absolutely.
Everything helps. I've got Social Security people making $300 a month to send me $5 a month. And and I'll tell you, they're blessed people, as the Bible said. They're more blessed than the rich sending you, you know, $50, $100, $10,000, you know, when the rich could send much more than that. But
well, Jack, I want to appreciate for you putting in 10 hours a day to make this broadcast possible. I want to thank you so very, very much. And yes, I will be calling RBN this week, and I
Praise
will be giving a contribution.
Thank you, sister. God bless you. And like I say, wonderful warrior for God and country. And we love you, Sister Leslie, okay?
Love you, Jack.
God bless you. Take care. Folks, that's it for today. The time goes so fast when you're fighting Lucifer. It certainly does. Thank you all for the activists out there. God bless all of you. I pray for you. And thank you for what you're doing. Everything you do affects me and my family, and everything I do affects yours. God bless you. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you. Okay?
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.